You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Got grubs? Another great question came in to Ask Garden Nerd this week, where a gardener had found thick white grubs in his compost bin and wondered what to do. Now, just for the record, we're talking about the grubs that are they're white and they curl into a circle and they have kind of a translucent head with red whatever is going on under there and gnarly little dinosaur claws out the front. They're gross. Those white grubs are the larvae of either Japanese green beetles or the green June beetle, or another type of beetle, depending on where you live. East coasters tend to find Japanese green beetle grubs in the garden, and the common treatment for those is a thing called milky spore. On the West Coast, we have June beetles, which aren't affected by milky spore. Certain types of nematodes can be applied to the soil to kill off these grubs. You can also attract parasitic wasps to the garden by planting umbels like alyssum, dill, fennel, cilantro, and letting your parsley and your celery go to seed. The parasitic wasp will then lay their eggs inside the grubs and solve the problem for you. Another solution has been to hang beetle traps around the yard, but recent studies have shown that the pheromones in the trap can actually attract more beetles to your yard than eliminate them. So you may want to hang those traps in your neighbor's yard. In a compost pile, though, the most effective way to get rid of the grubs is to harvest them, put them in a bucket, and leave them out for the birds. We feed ours to our chickens. To find links to resources for milky spore and beneficial nematodes, go to the website This Week Only. And while you're there, check out the Garden Nerd store and our 2012 Spring-Summer Seed Collection. We've still got a few packets left, and so you can get 12 really interesting seed packets for 15% off regular prices. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.